Red Cross has been working around the world since the 1800s. It's the world's largest humanitarian movement. Been in New Zealand since the early 1900s, and in Kaitaia it started back in 1939. They've been doing a great work here all those years, and working with people in the community. They started one of the first places that was giving out clothing and blankets to homeless and needy. Been supporting Blood Bank for years, and carrying on the great work of New Zealand Red Cross here. Everything we do now is here and around the world is about disaster and disaster preparation, making sure that people are ready in case they need to be in the face of disaster.
I came across some Red Cross volunteers here in Kaitaia. I had not long moved here, and I saw the help that they were doing, and I really wanted to help out. I really wanted to make Kaitaia my home, and I felt like I wanted to do good for the people here.
Tammy is part of the Kaitaia team. In Kaitaia, we've had a Red Cross team since 1939, 71 years. At the moment, the team members are getting older. The oldest one is going to be 95 next month. And so we're doing what we're calling Kaitaia Rebuild. We're looking for the new generation, the next people that are ready to help us for disasters in Kaitaia, first people on the ground, and also to be listening. Red Cross is here trying to be listening to what the greatest need is to help vulnerable people.
I hope to build a team here that can help us educate and teach our community how to be resilient and be prepared for any disasters that may come. I think that the Red Cross can help our Marae community. They have all the tools really there, especially disaster relief. They have the education, they have the knowledge to teach us how to be better prepared for these disasters up north.
In a disaster up in this area, We know that we will be working with everyone. And Marae, one of the things we do is work with emergency evacuation centers. Quite often that's in a Marae setting. It's not our place, it's Marae place. So we need to understand and work with the culture there so we can come in support in any way we're asked. So in Kaitaia, we're doing what I call Kaitaia Rebuild. We're looking not for today or yesterday, we're building for the future. We're looking for the new generation. You know, we've got young people we need to be taking on for the next 30 years in this area. We're all about getting ready for disaster. We need to build a team of volunteers who are trained for disaster, that want to get out in the communities and tell them how to be ready. Have you got have you got a grab bag? Do you know what you'll take with you? Do you know where you'll meet with your family? Do you know what you'll be doing? We're out talking to anyone and everyone, both individuals, groups, churches, Marae meetings, sports clubs, women's bowling clubs, we don't care. We are looking for people to join our team that want to help make Kaitaia a more prepared place. Yeah.